Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are awaiting, as are you, the beginning of the Raiders-Chargers game, the battle.
Chargers.
I would call it a battle for Los Angeles, but it seems like the Raiders own Los Angeles, even though they're in Vegas now. They're expecting three quarters of the stadium to be Raiders fans, even though, of course, they're playing in Los Angeles, where the Chargers really have no following whatsoever.
Well, but and also, boy, we got a thunderstorm going on here in Los Angeles.
Do you?
It feels weird, yes.
Welcome to my world.
It's wild out here, Rob.
It's wild right now, Chris. It just feels weird.
You sound like Tom Brady complaining about New England weather.
Yeah, but the only difference is we don't get this kind of weather that often, Alex. Am I right?
No, this is actually not very unique to LA culture.
You know I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it because like, it never rains in Southern California.
Chris, who made that song?
Pretty good. That sounds
Who sings
good.
That, see? Yeah.
You think I'm falling for that?
Yeah, right. You know I couldn't wait to use it.
Keep it that way.
Tony, and I'm singing it now. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we got Rod Woodson coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's always fun talking with
Rob. I want to hear what he has to say about Pittsburgh and Ben. I wonder if he's ready to
throw
the
towel.
Yeah, let's
see if he really keeps it real about the Steelers.
Are you going to keep it real? You're talking about Eli. What about
Big
Ben?
Exactly. Let's keep it real about him. But anyway, let's go. Interesting situation, Rob, coming out of Baltimore. Now, they had a very good win. Look, Denver, you and I both I think you agree with me. Denver, I never believed they were as good as their 3-0 record. Now, they're okay. I mean, maybe they'll find themselves in the wild card hunt. I don't expect them to make the playoffs. But they're an okay team. They're not bad. But they stepped up in competition, and they got it handed to them. All right, 23-7, the Ravens beat them up. And I guess from Vic Fangio, the head coach from the Denver perspective, Denver Broncos, he felt like John Harbaugh added insult to injury, Rob, when at the end of the game, so it's there's 10 seconds left. Now, Baltimore had just gotten an interception in the end zone, okay? So Denver's trying to score. They get an interception, and they get the football.
Game is over, Chris. Game is over. Left.
It's over. And the Ravens are 3 yards away from 100 yards. And they had gotten 100 yards 42 straight games as a team.
And 43 would tie the NFL record.
Yes. They wouldn't break it. Pittsburgh Steelers, my favorite team as a kid. Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, all of them. Brashaw, Swan, Sauer, I could go on and on. Mean Joe Green, whoever. But that team had the record for most run games with 100 yards or more. And so they Harbaugh, instead of getting in the victory situation, with the victory formation and taking a knee, he had Lamar Jackson run to the left, gain 5 yards, and then run out of bounds. So the record, they still are in play to break the record next weekend and get 44. And so Vic Fangio was not having it. Here's Fangio on his thoughts on that play.
I thought it was kind of bull, but I expected it from them. 37 years in pro ball, I've never seen anything like that. That's just their, mode of operation there. Player safety is secondary.
All right. Let's hear what Harbaugh responded to him today. And here's what he said.
I thought we were on good terms. We had a nice chat before the game. Known each other for a long time, but I promise you, I'm not going to give that insult one second thought. What's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them. Their concerns are definitely not our concerns. If we got the ball back, we were going to try to get the yards. And we got it back with 3 seconds left. So you're throwing the ball in the end zone with 10 seconds left. I don't know that there's a 16-point touchdown that's going to be possible right there. So, that didn't have anything to do with winning the game.
Amen! And Rob Parker's having some technical difficulties, maybe related to the weather. So when he can pop in, you're in. Okay. All right.
Chris,
let me.
I got you. Yeah, okay. I told you the storm that's going on and knocked the power out for just like 3 seconds and we're back on.
All right.
So you look, made your point. Did you make
here.
Yours
no,
or not?
No, I didn't make my point. Okay. You're going to hear my point. All right. Amen, John Harbaugh. A football game is 60 minutes. Don't get mad because we compete for 60 minutes. If you don't like it, then stop us. And Harbaugh made a terrific point. Vic Fangio was trying to score. He said, were you going to get 16 points for that touchdown pass with 10 seconds you threw? Just like Rob said, the game was over. You weren't winning, but you're still trying to score a touchdown. So don't get mad at us when we intercept you. And then instead of kneeling, we go for 5 yards. They didn't get in the victory formation. They didn't get set up like they were going to drop a knee and then surprise, we're running. No. He set up in a regular formation. It was actually a shotgun. So you play defense. This is not CYO. It's not Pop Warner. It's not even high school. So I don't like it. I get ticked off. It irks me when professional athletes and coaches who are being paid complain about, oh, they ran up the score. Oh, they shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. No, you stop them if you don't like it. You're paid to do it just like they are. And the record, yeah, it's not baseball. It's not a hallowed mark, but still. It means something. It is a testament. Years from now, people will look back and see. And Lamar Jackson gets too much criticism for supposedly not being able to throw the football, though he's throwing it for almost 270 yards a game this year. But this is a testament to him that this dude was the architect, the orchestrator of one of the best running attacks in the history of the sport. So I'm here for it, John Harbaugh. I'm glad you did it. Let's see if they break the record next week. And it's all good. This is professional football. It's big. Put your big boy pants on, Vic Fangio, because you went for the touchdown that was meaningless. So don't get mad at him for going for 5 yards that you say is meaningless.
John Harbaugh should be ashamed of himself and his bad karma. And Chris, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow.
Of course. The Broncos aren't going to lay down, and they're going to try, even if you can't score a 16-point touchdown. But with 10 seconds to go, there's no reason to try to break some meaningless record that doesn't even mean anything. And not one person, Chris, could have told you that 43 games in a row was the Pittsburgh Steelers going back.
On it.
Nobody knew that.
It was in the
Nobody.
Notes.
It's a meaningless record. And God forbid John Harbaugh's lucky. What if Lamar Jackson would have got a broken leg on that play?
Did he?
He would have been killed.
Did he?
He would have been vilified.
He didn't even get touched.
Why would you give up? Why would you give a running quarterback? Chris, you sit here every game. Oh, I don't know how long he's going to last because, you know, he keeps taking those hits. We don't know about
a
running quarterback. No, he didn't because he got lucky.
Lucky?
It's a dumb play.
Stop it. You're talking fiction. I don't know what I'm talking about. You up here throwing out words
play.
Like karma and
it's
fiction.
It's bad karma.
Stop it.
Because what you should do is kneel down. You didn't get it in regulation. I'm going to give you another example. There was a player, Chris, for the UConn women's basketball team. I can't remember her name. And she was a few points short. You remember? But she had a broken leg or something or had an injury. She put on her uniform with a cast. She cherry-picked and stayed down on one end for them to throw him the ball so that she could score and break the record. And I swear to you, if I was a coach, I would have put two people on her and refused to let her score because to come out there with an injury and cherry-pick, not even to get the record in the real course of the game. If Baltimore got it during the course of the game,
straight
then
hand
fine.
And Favre.
Right.
Wasn't it straight-handed Favre with the sack?
Yeah, but that was that when he fell down or whatever. He didn't
Favre let him get the sack.
Right.
But is straight-handed in the record books?
No, yes. It was weak, though. That's not the memorable sack record you want. I'm just talking about what, you would have felt good about a woman with a broken leg or whatever she had, Chris.
Cherry-picking? They gave it a lot of love, Rob. They gave it a lot of love.
I would have blocked every shot.
Because you know she would have scored. First of all, she would have schooled you even with a broken leg.
No, she would have schooled me.
Look,
I dare her.
You don't feel bad about that because you look at it like, obviously, if she hadn't broken her leg, she would have gotten
but
the
record. But
that's
a part of the game. You can't come out there with a soft cast on.
Competing for 60 minutes
there,
isn't part of the game?
Not cherry-picking. She's
sound
not playing.
Like you sound like a guy coaching 8-year-olds at the YMCA.
No, and you know what? Hey,
that's where it
John
matters.
Harbaugh
but
will remember
football
this.
Players,
this will come back to
men,
haunt him.
Stop
it's a
it
bad
with your
move.
Karma
it's bad
talk.
Karma, and you don't put your quarterback
spookism.
At risk.
Stop it with your spookism.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. John Harbaugh knows better. Talking about Vic shouldn't have tried to score a touchdown, and they're in the red zone. What are you talking about?
He didn't say he shouldn't have. He just said. You played the full game.
No.
Now, don't get mad at us for playing the full game.
No,
out.
Everybody in the NFL kneels down when the game is out of reach.
Why
Chris
didn't Fangio?
And victory.
The game was out of reach. Why didn't Fangio kneel?
No, you don't do that when you're behind. You don't
Some
quit
teams do.
When you're behind. No, they
Some
don't.
Some teams do.
No, they don't. Not when they're
I've
behind.
I've seen it. Yes.
I've never seen teams
not even go for the touchdown.
No,
it's
I've never seen
It's just
taking
the it's over.
It's ridiculous.
I've seen
and,
it.
And John Harbaugh knows better. You would think that he's some coach who's never won anything. This guy's won a Super Bowl. This guy's been to two Super Bowls, and he's worried about 3 yards so that they can get to 100 in a game that's out of reach with 10 seconds left, and he's putting his quarterback in harm's way. I wish I was on the defense. You're lucky he didn't get touched. I would have broke his leg if I had a chance.
Yeah,
I wish you would have come this way.
Yeah, you talking all that big and bad. Stop it.
My chest is stuck out. I'll be a linebacker. I'll break that leg.
Yeah, right. Lamar would have stiff-armed you and gone in for the touchdown. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Chris, we ain't are nobody on opposite gonna be with ends
you.
Of this.
Ain't nobody going to be with you.
If
I'm
you
want
to play in the Little Sisters of the Poor League, then go right ahead. I'm about big boy football.
With 10 seconds to go in a blowout?
Harbaugh, yes, indeed. It's a 60-minute game. You get paid to play for 60 minutes, not 58 minutes and 50 seconds. 59 minutes and 50 seconds.
Can you get it right?
Feel like I went to PS116.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you got my school right, though, bro. Got it.
It is the Odd Couple. What are your thoughts? Was John Harbaugh out of line, or are you here for that? Are you with that? You're turned away at 877-99 on Fox. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Juan Gabriel.
Juan Gis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Thurl Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And we're brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. That's basically everywhere, folks. So learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the controversy surrounding Baltimore going for it and maintaining their rushing record at the end of the game against Denver. Where you at?
All right, let's kick it off with Thomas in Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, man. How's it going, y'all?
Doing
what's
great.
What's up, man? How are
hey,
you?
Hey, man. Good, man. You want to talk about meaningless records? Let's go to the 72 Dolphins, man. That 18-1 Patriots was far more impressive. But
nah,
I'm just saying,
they didn't finish it.
I know they didn't finish it.
Off.
I know.
They didn't win.
I want to say this. I want to say that I back his decision, man. Like, they're making a statement. You know, he's doing it for the players. And, Rob, I love you, man, but you're the type of man to rest your players when you're at 14-0, probably.
No, he is. No, you read his
mail. Jim Caldwell made a mistake. I didn't like that when they were 14-0. That doesn't happen every day, but a
it's over. Why? The season's over.
No, the season ain't
but
over.
But a rushing record happens every day.
No, I'm not buying it. Thanks, Thomas.
They're in the playoffs. Good call.
Yeah, right. Mark in San Francisco. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Long time haven't heard from you guys, but yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
First of all, Chris Broussard, you should be ashamed of yourself saying that. And Rob Parker, that was Nakisha Six Scales, I think, that did that with the UConn
women. Oh, you
remember
what I'm talking about when she was on the
Were
court.
Were you mad at her?
Cherry picking? With
oh,
a,
I was,
with a
I was upset because what happened was they threw the ball up and they let her score, and then UConn let the other team score to even it out.
Right.
And then they played.
Right. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
So you even it out. She didn't get the record in the flow of the game, Mark. Am I right?
Some
come
spoil
on.
Sports.
It is terrible. And Harbaugh, he's a punk, but his brother, I don't know if you remember a couple years ago when Harbaugh was in San Francisco, they played Seattle, and Seattle was in victory formation, and Harbaugh's team was rushing him.
Yes.
You remember that?
I remember that.
No, I don't agree with that.
The Harbaugh's a Bush League, man.
This
come on
is
now.
Different than that. They weren't in victory formation.
But they should have been. Mark knows
yes.
what I'm
no,
talking
they
about.
Weren't.
They should
Why?
Have.
The
seconds.
Game is 60 minutes.
It's hey. Over, man. It's over.
What
is
Mark?
Stop
are,
it.
Are you cool? Are you cool with Washington or I'm sorry, Denver trying to score? The game
yes.
was over then. 10 seconds
Everybody
left.
Does that.
They're
Everybody
not supposed
down
to quit.
Stop
to score.
It. Y'all soft.
No,
y'all
it ain't.
Soft.
Oh my
That's
God.
Right.
Come on, Chris.
Soft.
You're better than that.
You go are. Back tell, to Pop Warner.
Mark.
Go
tell
back
him.
To Pop Warner.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call.
CYO
Jay in Baltimore. I want to hear from him. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Jay,
what up,
keep
Jay?
It real.
Rob, just slow down a little bit. Was that play cheesy? It was cheesy. But let me tell you something. Vic Fangio went off because he coached such a terrible game. He got the ball, if you watch it, with 2 minutes left in that game, with three timeouts. You know when he called his first timeout? With 30 seconds left in the game.
That's fine.
And then he says that's the way the Ravens are. He used to coach for John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
No, but Jay,
come on,
Jay.
Man.
Jay, did you know that
definitely sour grapes?
Jay, did that record make you proud yesterday that the Ravens got the?
I said it was cheesy. Come on. I said it was cheesy, but he's just trying to deflect the attention off himself because he called such a terrible game.
All right. That's fair if you want to
this
say
that.
This
is a testament to that great running offense the Baltimore Ravens.
Let's squeeze in. We got time. Hey, 877-99 on Fox if you want to get him squeezed in real quick. Nate in Austin, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Rob, you hit the nail on the head as usual. Oh, bad stop. Karma.
As usual.
Bad sportsmanship.
Yes.
Bad sportsmanship.
How?
Of course Denver's going to try to score because they're down.
Right.
Chris, you're totally wrong.
Would it have mattered?
You never see teams that are up
by
almost 20 points.
Teams let
no,
it go.
No, they are in victory formation out of respect.
Yes.
Out of respect.
You're not rubbing their nose in it, and then you're trying to get a record with 10 seconds to go. Let me say this to you. Here's my problem, Chris and Nate. Why does Harbaugh even know that they're three yards short at the end of the game? Why would somebody know that?
Somebody came up to him and told
because
him.
Because Bush League. The other caller hit it.
Stop it. He's got
Harbaugh's
a Super Bowl.
They're
a perennial contender.
Hey, karma's going to come back to get
Bush
Harbaugh,
League.
And he's going to get Lamar Jackson injured.
If he gets injured, it's not going to be because of that play.
Yes, it is. It is. It's bad karma.
Oh, so now if he gets injured, that's why.
Yes.
Man, please, stop it.
It's the mentality that's going to get him injured. It's Harbaugh's mentality.
No
doubt. Of what? What's the mentality?
Thanks, Nate. Great call.
He runs the football.
Let me give
Devontae. They have to do that. He actually only ran 7 times yesterday.
Devontae in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, Chris and Rob. I'm with Chris on this one.
My man.
What?
Records are important.
Yep.
And like he said, these are millionaire players. They get paid to stop them. They didn't line up in victory
Dude,
formation.
Are you kidding me? When you want Lamar to get hurt
man,
on a meaningless
right.
play
he
with 10 seconds to go?
Rob, stop it. And they could have gave
he
it to a running back.
Devontae, you'd be the first one crying. What did Harbaugh do? How could he let Lamar run in the go take a
kick? Devontae,
ahead,
don't let him
the
change
ball.
Your mind.
You know
with
you would be
little,
crying the blue.
Little strategies.
Nah. If Lamar didn't want to do it, he could have said something to Harbaugh and he wouldn't have done it too.
Yep. That's terrible. I'm telling you don't put your quarterback in harm's way.
And Rob,
way.
You should
Devontae,
know.
I'm ashamed of you.
Rob, you should know as well as anybody. You're always chronicling your achievements.
What?
And I'm not even trying to be funny. I mean, it's fine. It's good. But you're always chronicling your achievements. 35 jobs in 35 years. This award, that award. You make videos and all that. So records, those are your records. And records are important. And so I got
but
no
I'm not
problem with it.
But I'm not stopping the show for my record to be good. If the show is
over. How's he stopping?
Wait a minute. If the show is over, that would be like me going on with after the show with Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Like I'm into their show because I
no,
want to be on for 3 hours
over.
And 5 minutes.
There were 10 seconds left.
The show
left.
Was over.
No, it wasn't. Actually, there was time on the clock, Rob. So it literally was not over. That's my point. I'm
the
type of dude to work every second I get paid for. Every single second. And then some. I'm here for this. Y'all CYOers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theodore Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. He's the Hall of Famer. One of the best to ever do it in the defensive backfield. Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, the great Rod Woodson. What up, brother?
What's up, my brothers from another mother? What's
we are up, good, man. Rod, and look, we're going to have you settle this.
Yes, we just
score.
We just had a debate.
I had no problem whatsoever with what John Harbaugh did at the end of the game with Lamar Jackson getting his yards and them, right? And Rob's got that CYO, YMCA,
it's bad karma, Rod. Mentality. You can't do that.
Remember,
with 10
Rod, you my light skinned brother.
No.
And, you know, so who, where you at? Settle this score.
Rod, you know it's wrong.
I'm gonna be on the fence on this one. If I was losing, like Denver was, I would want them to take a knee. If I was winning like Baltimore was, I'm like, man, get that record, man. Go ahead and get that record. It ain't gonna hurt nobody.
But wait a minute, Rod. Come on, that record means nothing. Nobody even knew that who was holding the record, and it tied the record. And if let me ask you this, Rod.
It means a lot to John Harbaugh, because remember this also. They won a lot. How many? What, 20 preseason games in a row?
Yeah, another one. He's trying to win that instead of trying to save his running back, trying to win preseason games. Now, let me ask you this, Rod. If Lamar got hurt on that play with 10 seconds to go instead of taking a victory formation, John Harbaugh would be getting killed. Am I right?
I mean, yes. But, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's just, you can't live in retrospect, right? I mean, it's easy to be Monday morning quarterback like we're doing right now. But, I just think you play the game, and sometimes those records mean a lot to the players. And if it's going to mean that it motivates them for the following week to play even better, then as a head coach, you have to make that decision, even though it's going to tick some people off on the other side of the field.
Yeah, Ryan, mark that down. Rod agreed with
Chris. I can't believe, a competitive guy like Rod, a Hall of Famer, on the defensive end would let them line up with 10 seconds to go to get some cheesy record that nobody
I wouldn't let him get it. I wouldn't let him get it.
There it is. You play for 60 minutes. The game is 60
minutes. I
would
have broke Lamar's leg. You hear me if I was out there.
Stop it.
I don't care. Throw a flag. Throw a flag.
All right, Rod, let's go to the big game last night. Obviously, New England, Tampa Bay. I want to hit it at another angle than what people are talking. Richard Sherman. They were picking on him all night. Now, he'll probably be a Hall of Famer. But I want you, as one of the best defensive backs ever, how difficult, no matter how good you are, at his age, having been away from the game, as long as he was. I mean, he played 5 games last year because of injury.
Right.
How difficult was, because they were treating him like he was a 6-round rookie, six-round rookie draft pick.
That's what they should have done.
What did you, did you understand that? I get it. I mean, it's difficult.
I would have picked on him, too. I mean, think about it. Okay, you got an older cornerback, which, he's played tremendous in his career. But he's going to be always, when you talk about him as an older player, he's always going to be compared to his younger self.
Right.
He's only practiced for a week. Dude, he was out there for, 3 days?
It's pretty much no way he could have been effective, huh?
No, well, I thought he played well. I thought the one pass interference call was bogus, that very first one. I thought he did get a little hands on him, but he didn't impede the progress of the receivers going to the ball. Like, some of the rules that used to be, which are still there, they don't even care about it anymore. Like, even pass interference, if the ball is thrown 20 yards out of bounds, they still call pass interference. Well, it used to be uncatchable ball. There is no pass interference. Yeah. I mean, so some of those rules that they used to have that still are in play, they just don't even call them anymore. They just call pass interference because they want to see points scored. I mean, that's the bottom line in the National Football League. They want to see the numbers go up. They want to see the numbers grow up because that's what fans like. It's a fantasy world. They want to see the fantasy points. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, for Richard to say he was going to be at his best when he hasn't played in such a long time, he only practiced for 3 days, is really kind of unfair. And if I was the head coach on the opposing team, I'd have been like, well, we're going to take multiple shots at this cat just to see where he's at. And they did.
Right. No doubt. Hey, it's time to pull the plug on Big Ben. I mean, Rod, you cannot defend.
We know
he looks awful. I know it's your guy, your organization.
No.
But I talked about it last year that they should have cut bait. I'd rather have Big Uncle Ben than Big Ben. And can they continue this another week or two or three or the rest of the season?
Well, first of all, they're still struggling running the football.
Yep.
So Ben is like the offense. And, we're all looking for this young Ben who would throw 2 or 3 defenders on the ground, and then he would just make it a miracle throw down the field and for a big catch. And it's not going to happen. I mean, when you get older, you just don't have that same about yourself. And, and I said it in the offseason, I think Ben has nothing to prove to anybody in the organization. I think he's played extremely well. I think he has something to prove to himself, especially the way the season ended last year for them. But, you know, it's just tough. It's tough to watch that, you know, if they didn't have that block punt against Buffalo, I mean, they're 0-4.
Well, and you look at their schedule, they got the Browns, they've got –
it doesn't get easier.
The Browns are still the Brownies.
Wow.
You sound like a Steeler on that. But they got Seattle, and then they got Denver. They got three – Denver, Seattle, Cleveland. So – it could either be 2-5 or 1-6 in short order. Let me ask you this, because Rob and I were saying this is – they got nowhere to go. So I don't care how bad Ben's looking.
Home dinner,
there's nowhere to go.
Show, that's
is this
it.
An indictment on Dwayne Haskins? And have you heard anything? I know you still talk to people. Have you heard anything about him? Like, is he that bad that you're not even hearing his name mentioned as a possible replacement?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now, you know, I haven't heard a bunch. I haven't really asked about him, to be honest, with the people in Pittsburgh. So I can't really answer that question. I can just say they seemed like, you know, whatever what was that week 12 for them last year. That funk is still there. You know, that whatever stigma, whatever happened to them after that first 11 weeks is still there with them on offense. And defensively, you know, what concerns me about the defense is that, man, you know, if T.J. Watt doesn't get the pressure, nobody gets the pressure, and then the cornerbacks aren't that good enough for nobody to get pressure. And you know, so it seems like somewhere along the line something's going to have to give. But let's say this. Let's say, Ben, this is last year. It doesn't work out well. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler, baby.
Wow.
Hey, man, if I'm Aaron, they high on my list. I'll tell you that much. Right?
And they're going to – I would think they're going to give him – you know, they will give him a bunch of money. They'll let he can run his offense the way he wants to run his offense. He might want to bring in one of his receivers from Green Bay who might be a free agent. Who knows?
Right.
And, well,
Devontae Adams, yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying names, but he wears 17. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this year – you know, unless some type of miracle occurs on the offensive side, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough to turn around.
How hard is it? And now you're still trying to win, obviously. But when you know, like, we're in week four, entering week five, and kind of knowing you, it's going to be tough for you to play significant games, and you got 13 left. That's got to be tough, man, in a sport like this where it's painful every day.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike Tomlin, he always puts a pretty good product on the field. You know, for him, his quarterback is struggling. So he's going to try to rally the troops around the quarterback. So what happens, you know, in a team sport when your major player is not playing his best? Everybody around him has to play better. And that's what I'm going to say about the Steelers. Everybody around them has to play better. Offensive line, tight ends, receivers can't drop balls. DBs can't get beat. Kevin Butler, defensive coordinator, got to be more creative with his play calling on the defensive side. Canada has to be more creative with the play calling on the offense. Special teams need more block punts and kickoff returns and punt returns. Everybody has to do it together. And I think, you know, if anybody can get it done, it would be Mike Tomlin because, you know, he rallies the troops like no other coach in the National Football League.
All right. That's our man, the Hall
Unless
of Famer, Rod Woodson.
He ain't going to be rallying no troops.
Right. Juju looked frustrated. Juju looked like he was thinking, man, I should have went to Baltimore.
Rod, you know him, right?
All right, Rod. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. The hottest radio game show in the country is next. Sources say, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Magic City Monday coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. Sources Say, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, where I put Chris Broussard and Rob Parker's 187 years of sports journalism to the test.
Chris is old.
I've got some stories here from different sources. You guys are going to tell me whether or not my sources are good on these stories. So first off, Terry Bradshaw yesterday during Fox's NFL broadcast, he said that, quote, the Panthers hit on their best quarterback in franchise history with Sam Darnold. Chris, I'll start with you. Are my sources good on this one?
I'm trying to run through their quarter. Well, they had a guy named Cam Newton.
Who won an MVP?
Right. But I bet you, Bradshaw, knowing Bradshaw, I bet he said it. I disagree, obviously, but I bet he said it. Yes, that's true.
I agree with you. Bradshaw's the same guy, right, who has ripped on Mike Tomlin, called him a cheerleader, right, that he's not a coach, he's a cheerleader. He must not like Cam Newton, and that's what he said. I think that's true. Ridiculous.
I can only think he forgot. Now, he didn't know Cam Newton. He forgot Cam Newton played for Carolina.
I don't think he forgot. Yep. I just think that's his M.O., the same way he treats Mike Tomlin. You know that, Chris, which is very disrespectful. The guy had not even had a losing season in his coaching career. No, called him a cheerleader. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Sources say, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, so we're tied at one apiece there. The New York Mets declined their 2022 option on manager Luis Rojas on Monday. Mets owner Steve Cohen took to Twitter, as he typically does, and he asked fans to drop their suggestions on who the Mets should hire as their new manager. Rob, are my sources good on this one?
You know, it sounds ridiculous, and I know he's a Twitter head. I'm just going to say no, that he didn't stoop that low to make it like some popularity contest. He might have said thanks to Rojas and, you know, we appreciate him, but we're going to look for somebody else. I'm going to say no, he didn't do that.
I think he engages fans quite a bit, though, doesn't he? So I'm going to say true. I believe he did this.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Come on.
Well, actually, Chris, I'm glad he didn't.
Right, because, Chris, you know that would be terrible. Am I right? Who do you want
to be
like the next manager?
That'd be like having holding open tryouts for your next quarterback.
Right. I mean, you're right. It sounds like him, but I was like, that's too low. That's fandom.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There was a tweet from a fake Steve Cohen account that did have that. I got a bit of numbers out of it. Because, people expect that from Cohen. It wasn't surprising.
Right.
So Rob's got the lead now. Now, as you guys saw.
We don't have time anymore, right, Ryan? Is it over?
We got one more here. Well, this is a good one. So recently, a video of a Philadelphia resident named Eugene Bozzi went viral after he captured a live alligator in a trash can. And he was interviewed about it by a local Philadelphia news affiliate. And during that broadcast, he said, quote, I just jumped into action and said, you know what? I'm not going to be Ben Simmons. I'm going to go capture this bucket. So, Chris, are my sources good on this one?
I think that's a false. It sounds like it might be true. I'm going to go false.
I don't want to go against just for the game, because I think that it sounds like that sounds perfect, and it just sounds too good, like when you make up stuff. You know, Chris, in journalism.
How many alligator chasers know Ben Simmons? That's a different demographic.
And then to say, like, I'm going for this bucket, you know, unlike Simmons. All right, I'm going to say that. I'm sorry. I think it's false, too.
Wow.
That is absolutely a true story. You know, Philly fans, they will take any shot they can.
It was in Philly?
Yes, yes.
Did you say that?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, see, I should have picked that up. But
am I the winner, Alex?
Oh, couple, keep it low.
Hey, we got time. Radio. Let it breathe, Chris. What you doing trying to shortchange
me? We got to go. 1 hour left.
Let my music
keep it
play.
Locked.
Let it play. Stop it.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.